Discovering Christ in Revelation, Chapter 22, Christ Opens the Seventh Seal. Reading from the book of Revelation, Chapter 8, Verse 1. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. In Revelation, Chapter 6, Verse 10, we hear the cries of God's saints. How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? In this eighth chapter, with the opening of the seventh seal, we are shown the trumpets of judgment. These seven trumpets of judgment, which are described in chapters 8 through 11, show God's retribution upon those who are the persecuting enemies of his church. The final complete retribution is reserved for the great day of judgment. Yet, as Hendrickson says, even now the seals of persecution are followed by the trumpets of judgment. These trumpets of judgment do not symbolize single isolated events or specific periods of time. Rather, they are symbolic pictures of God's providential judgments which fall upon the wicked again and again throughout history. They are God's warnings of wrath to come. These are the things which God brings upon men and women, cities and nations, because of their opposition to Christ and their persecution of his church. And every act of divine judgment in time is a warning of eternal judgment to come, calling for God's enemies to bow to Christ in repentance and faith. In chapters 8 through 11, God sends seven angels to blow the trumpet and warn the people. In this eighth chapter of Revelation, we shall look at the first four trumpets of judgment as they are set before us. There are four things which stand out as prominent lessons to be gleaned from these 13 verses. First, judgment is God's strange work. Second, the twofold ministry of the angels. Third, God will avenge the cause of his people. And fourth, warnings of the judgment to come. One, judgment is God's strange work. When the Lord Jesus opened the seventh seal of the book, John says, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. For 30 minutes, all songs, all praises, all movement stopped. Heaven was completely silenced when the Son of God began to open this seal of judgment. This silence was an indication of sober reflection. The calm before the storm is always a time of sobriety and thoughtfulness. The triune God, the Lamb, the four living creatures, the 24 elders, the seraphs, cherubs, and all multiplied millions of angels, and all the church of God were silent. God was thinking about what he was about to do. The angels were thinking about their mission, and the redeemed of the Lord were thinking about God's great mercy to them. This half hour of silence in heaven was also an indication of great anticipation. As Matthew Henry put it, great things were upon the wheel of providence, and the church of God, both in heaven and earth, stood silent, as became them to see what God was doing. Throughout the Old Testament, the goings forth of the Almighty to judgment were introduced by reverent silence. Above all else, this silence in heaven indicated something strange and terrible. Someone said the steps of God from mercy to judgment are always slow, reluctant, and measured. Judgment is God's strange work. He delighteth in mercy, but God is slow to anger and slow to wrath. The Almighty has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. God is love, as we learn in 1 John 4:16. Judgment is his strange act, Isaiah 28, verse 21. Yet his judgment is sure. Justice demands judgment. God will punish every transgression, either in the person or the one who commits it, or in that of the substitute, Jesus Christ. Number two, the twofold ministry of the angels. The same angels of God who minister to his elect also execute judgment upon their enemies. To God's elect, these angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister to those who will be the heirs of eternal salvation. They are messengers of mercy to the people of God. They watch over and protect them in this world. But those very same angels are messengers of wrath and judgment to all who oppose and persecute the Church of God. Number three, God will avenge the cause of his people. There is a direct correlation between the prayers of God's people and his judgment upon their enemies. This angel of intercession is the Lord Jesus Christ himself, the only intercessor and mediator between God and men. And as surely as he makes intercession for his elect, so also he will avenge them. As a king is honor-bound to avenge the blood of his loyal subjects, so the Lord God is honor-bound to avenge the blood of his people upon their enemies who have persecuted, abused, tormented, and killed them. The Lord Jesus Christ, our mediator, who offered up the prayers of his saints by his own merit, took fire from off the altar and cast it unto the earth. This fire caused many strange disturbances in the earth, voices, thunder, lightning, and earthquakes. These all came about as God's answer to the prayers of his saints. God is our defender. God is our refuge. God is our avenger. Our cause is safe in his hands. And after Christ gave the command of judgment, the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. Number four, warnings of the judgment to come. Every providential act of judgment is a warning of the greater eternal judgment that is to come. As we read the description of these trumpet judgments, we cannot fail to see a similarity between them and the judgments of God upon the Egyptians in the book of Exodus. As then, the plagues were all poured out upon Egypt and Israel was unharmed, so here in Revelation, these judgments fall upon the wicked. They do not harm God's elect. God punished his elect in Christ for their sins. God's judgment against us fell on our substitute. Though the wicked must be punished, there shall no evil happen to the just. The first trumpet sounds and brings a terrible storm, leaving destruction in its path. It is a terrible mistake to limit the judgment to a strictly literal interpretation, though that is certainly included. Usually, when divine judgment is dealt with in Holy Scripture, highly figurative language is used simply because it is such a horrible thing that nothing can properly describe it. Here is a terrible storm of hail, fire, and blood. Perhaps it refers to a violent hailstorm that causes fire and death. It may refer to storms of pestilence, war, and economic, political upheavals falling upon society in general. Perhaps it refers to a spiritual storm and has reference to the heresies by which God's elect are proved, and those who rebel against his truth are destroyed. But even in wrath, God remembers mercy. The storm of judgment is limited to only a third part of the earth. The second angel sounds his trumpet. And as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. The words, as it were, are significant. They specifically tell us that the picture is symbolical, not literal. Most likely this refers to idolized spiritual leaders, famous evangelists or pastors who appeared to burn with zeal for Christ and his truth, falling publicly into sin and disgrace. These self-appointed false prophets are not God's servants, though multitudes follow them. When they fall, many are destroyed. Yet the foundation of God standeth true and sure. God's elect are not deceived by such men. The third angel sounds his trumpet, and a star falls from heaven, polluting the waters of the earth. Unlike the mountain that fell, this star was not a heretic of the earth. Rather, he is one who is, by profession, in the kingdom of heaven, a preacher of the gospel, one who shines as a brilliant lamp in God's church. But at last, he falls into heresy, and with his heresy pollutes the word of God and the souls of men. The fourth angel sounded his trumpet and brought great darkness into the world. In the scriptures, the sun represents Christ and the light of the gospel shining from him. The smiting of the sun represents the abundance of heresy in this world, engulfing the churches represented by the moon, and preachers represented by the stars in thick darkness. But even this thick darkness is limited to one-third. God always has his elect remnant. I'll leave it to others to debate about the meanings of these symbols, but of this much I am certain. All temporal, providential judgments are merely warnings of the infinitely greater, everlasting judgment that is yet to come. Are you ready for that great and terrible day?